Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Chrysler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Good evening, and welcome to Cheater and the Rood. Hey, who's in the studio with me?
It's Jeff Chrysler. I'm known as the Cheater, and this is how I talk right now. But let's not make it seem like the other person in the studio has been here all the time over the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh, I'm not. I was genuinely excited. I believe you just shit on my excitement. I was actually enthusiastic about you being back here, and instead you turned it around with this passive-aggressive bullshit.
No.
Like, oh, no, you're accusing me of something, Lee.
No, I was supporting your excitement and saying that I was excited to just be with you, Lee. I've missed you. I sort of have a radio boner right now.
Do you?
That we're together in the studio. No foreigners, from people from Ireland or Scotland or Tennessee. And it's just going to be you and me and maybe some sound effects.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. This is Lee Papa, and I'm here with Jeff Chrysler. And we are Cheater and the Rood. That would be us in reverse orders.
We got a Facebook page. Get on there. Tell us where you're from.
Yes, yes. We have a Facebook page. We are both on Twitter, at Jeff Chrysler and at Rude Pundit. And you can also check out my blog, rudepundit.blogspot.com, where you can check out my new video all about gay rights. I'm going to plug things up front, Jeff. The world's upside down. It's like when you were in England or Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Did you know in England they drive on the bottom of the street?
That's amazing.
It's upside down.
That's crazy. How did you get to drive?
I did not get to drive. I got to ride in the top of a bus that was made it seem like I was driving, if that makes sense, because I was right up front.
Yes, that makes total sense.
I was in the United Kingdom. And by the way, as long as we're plugging, I'll be in Boston 2 weeks from tonight. We'll talk about that later. So, yeah, the United Kingdom was excellent. I was in London and Leeds and Edinburgh, and it's good to know that all I have to do is fly across the country to have sellout shows of appreciative audiences with a decent wage.
Again, the passive aggression. You are just...
That's not passive. That's me saying America.
You're Jefferson Q. Passive aggression.
Yes, quite passive aggression. That's what the Q stands for.
Yes. So how was it over there? What are they thinking about us over here, over there right now?
Well, we could do this in a form of bad accent theater.
Oh, no. You know what? I was not ready for spontaneous bad accent theater.
Is there another type of bad accent theater?
I guess not. Ooh, so...
Go on, I'm doing the pomp and circumstance.
Oh, okay. Yes, tonight on Bad Accent Theater, we present Jeff Chrysler, a story from the United Kingdom filled with chivalry and humor. You will laugh until you shite yourself.
Right, so there I was in England, right? And first of all, you should know that everyone in England eventually sounds like a pirate, or an Australian, or a South African, because they're all kind of the same to me. And yeah. They're all different, and what's different is not good. So I was in England, right, and I did some jokes. I did a show in London for an expat group of Democrats. It was a Democrats Abroad event. It went quite well. The people putting it together put in a lot of effort. It was sold out. Everyone seemed to enjoy themselves. And in general, not just the Americans.
I have a question.
I won't be able to get this accent back once I stop.
That's probably for the best. I have a question. Now, I've had friends that have moved overseas, that have moved to the homeland, if you will, and they end up taking on a faux British accent. Did you find that the American expats take on that faux British accent? The sort of Ne Madonna type accent?
No, I actually didn't. I think, I got it in the accent. I didn't notice that. I think that they did that maybe when they come back to America, they do it. But in London, they were everyone I talked to maintained their American accent or lack thereof, in my perspective.
Now, even more interesting to me was that you actually were in Leeds. You were live in Leeds, as the Who might say.
As the Who did say.
Yes. And very interesting group you were telling me about. Why don't you continue?
Well, I was in Leeds at the International Jewish Performing Arts Festival, which
and
is...
And who wasn't?
Well, the non-Jews and the non...
How many Jews are there in Leeds?
You know, Leeds is actually the third largest Jewish population in the United Kingdom after London and Manchester, because apparently...
That must mean there's 20.
No, there was quite a few, because on the way from Eastern Europe to America, they would stop in Leeds and set up their textile work, and it was actually quite interesting seeing... You know, in America, we have our racism, and we have our segregations and all that, but they really distinctly have communities there of different people in different neighborhoods, and the Jews there tracked the movement from the cobblers that first moved literally through neighborhoods and streets up into the suburbs and the wealthy area. And
it sounds like somebody paid attention to his host.
Yeah, well, I didn't have much choice because I was staying with people that reminded me of my parents in a good way, in case they're listening, and in a good way, in case they're not listening. And they were talking. I like to go places and learn. I mean, I got to admit, like, I like learning about new places. It keeps my brain, you know, working.
Now, are we done with the...
And that isn't what I said. There's still more to talk about with the United Kingdom trip, but we can be done with the bad accent theater. First, the dramatic ending! Ah!
And then he died in Leeds.
This was another episode...
Killed by Jews.
...of bad
that
accent
Jeff,
anti-Semitic
Jeff
theater...
Jesus.
...dot org. Jesus didn't die in Leeds, did he? I mean, if he'd gone to Leeds, he would have died of shame. Oh my God, the fashions here are to die. But the point is, it was a challenge. I really,
because you're doing jokes about American politics over there. You're not going over there and telling David Cameron jokes, are you?
No, I mean, I'll spice it up with some local references, and I had to have material about why it matters, which basically comes down to the fact that America is literally armed and dangerous, or armed and crazy. In various weapons of mass destruction, from armies to nukes to Lady Gaga, we will destroy culture and people one at a time. But I spice it up with local stuff. Like, I talked a lot about Pippa Middleton. I said how many people in America now think of the United Kingdom as the royal wedding or Pippa Middleton's ass. Basically a bunch of jerks with funny hats and a young bottom, which is also how we think of the Catholic Church. Boom!
That was killed in Leeds?
Yes, actually, I didn't actually do jokes. I just did that. Was that Johnny Carson?
That was Johnny Carson.
I just did that
thing
a lot.
Yeah, you just did the Tonight Show theme over and over.
And as modern golf has evolved, I didn't do the swing. I actually slept with porn stars.
Wow. That's I think that's very progressive of you, and I think that they appreciate must have appreciated that. So what are they thinking about American politics? I mean, last week we talked to your wonderful friend whose name
Claire
I
Daly.
Can't take, Claire Daly, who you know, as everybody by the way, how do you not walk around England without a constant, speaking of boners, a constant boner from people having sexy English accents? It's just, you know,
I don't really find the English accent as sexy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
great. I find foreign experience sexy, but an English accent doesn't do it for me. It makes me think of people punching each other and vomiting. But that's just a personal thing. What do they think about us being the...
You have spent time in Edinburgh.
Oh, my God. Edinburgh now is like one of the destinations for the young party people, and it's like a human catastrophe. On Saturday night, there are certain parts of towns that are a good napalm testing ground. But look, that's not the point.
For you kids, napalm was a chemical weapon that was used by the United States in the Vietnam War. The famous picture of the young naked Vietnamese girl running away from a burning landscape is actually the result of napalm, which would stick to your skin and burn you. Yes, the United States used chemical weapons in Vietnam. Know your history. Please continue, Jeff.
What I found was that there are two things going on. One is some people latched onto specific issues. For instance, at the Leeds Jewish International Performing Arts Festival, they were very concerned about Obama and Israel.
Jews?
Yes, they were very... And what did they sometimes appreciate and sometimes didn't was me saying, well, he's just kind of stating the obvious, not being a jackass. But besides that,
you don't want to go to a Jewish organization these days and say
Israel
has a bunch of bloodthirsty assholes.
Yeah, that isn't what I said. They're not.
No. I think
assholes.
We just lost most of the Progressive Radio Network's audience by saying.
No,
that,
actually, Progressive nowadays are hopping on the Palestinian bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's another issue. Maybe we'll get to. Let me finish this UK thing, then we can move on. Bump, bump. Bomb, bomb, bomb. The other thread I found is thread with a D, not a T.
Yeah, I was wondering. Did you were in Edinburgh.
I was. You looked at me funny here as a pirate. They don't understand the level of dysfunction, and I could not always explain it. For instance, the healthcare thing. It's like it just boggles people's mind why Americans were against getting affordable, accessible healthcare. And I had trouble explaining it. And then when we talked with Claire on the radio and all these other things about, like, the dysfunction, about the basically the one party in this country is hell-bent on winning so much that they'll take us over the cliff in order to prove that the car was going over the cliff, and or whatever their point is. So explaining American dysfunction, the country that has produced so many great things and has forwarded culture and art and even political issues so far around the world, is now just this complete backwater clusterfuck. I found that was a common theme of disbelief.
You brought up about healthcare, and I actually, on a personal story, it's stunning to me how when something sort of gets to you personally. I had just had a close friend lose his job, 50-something years old, just lost his job, got 6 weeks severance, and will lose his healthcare and all of that, and has a kid in college, and to think that we live in a time when somebody has to actually scramble in order to not lose everything in case, you know, somebody catches pneumonia.
Right. It's
stunning to me.
It's one of the things that, again, it's
constantly stunning.
I can understand why each new instance of it would be shocking and stunning. And again, my issue with this party of business, the party of business that is anti-business, essentially. I mean, you look at what the American economy in many sectors is becoming is sort of a, it's not temporary work, but, you know, like transitional. People going job to job. And to have healthcare that you could take with you in your pocket would enable that. It would make our economy more dynamic. But instead, this fact that you have to keep your job to keep your healthcare, plus the fear of 10% unemployment, just drives people to give up more and more of their work rights and just be stuck working for machines. And
well, not to get all factual, but you know, there's in the new issue of Mother Jones magazine, which, you know, is really pretty much our it's our little red book, isn't it? Among other magazines, Mother Jones magazine has this great charts about comparing the United States to the rest of the world, and the United States is one of only 15 countries that doesn't require time off for workers.
USA.
And the United States is one of only 8 countries that doesn't require annual paid leave.
USA.
And the United States is one of only 6 countries that doesn't require paid maternity leave.
We're so good. And aren't we also only one of 5 countries that, ding, 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 time to kill another person, we got the death penalty.
Oh, speaking of, we just fucking killed that Mexican guy.
Yeah, because he didn't know his legal rights.
We wasted that man. We wasted him. That guy thought he was going to that the Supreme Court might step in, and despite the pleas of the Obama administration and the Mexican government,
he should have incorporated. If he had an LLC at the end of his name, he would have been taken care of by the Supreme Court.
Now, he was convicted of raping and murdering a 16-year-old girl. Now, let's not say that this was a good guy, but, you know, international laws, you know, the treaties that, like, you relied on, Jeff, by mm-hmm. being in England, mm-hmm. because, you know, if something had gone totally bug nuts over there, you would have needed maybe some international help.
Yeah, but, you know, international stuff is just a one-way street.
So because he was not told that he had the right to contact the Mexican consulate, there was an appeal to this, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court denied it. Because guess what the vote was? Guess, Jeff.
17 to negative.
No. Come on, guess. It's the Supreme Court. It's the Supreme Court.
Four and three quarters to four.
No.
It was 5-4.
Aww.
Guess what? The conservative justices all said, kill the bastard. And the four said, hey, maybe international treaties actually have the force of law, and maybe we should follow it. No. God, what pussies they are. What pussies the four liberals are, thinking that the law means something.
I know. They are such revisionist historians.
So they executed the fuck out of that guy. And he's dead now, and now when you go partying down in Cancun or something, and you get arrested because
Senior Frog looks like Senior Punch in the Face.
Yeah, exactly. And you get thrown into a Mexican jail, which, from what, if movies tell me anything, it's nothing but...
good times!
But rape and swirlies.
I repeat, good times!
Yes, or swirlies during rape, which has got to be really awful.
That's one of the 31 flavors.
Yes.
Baskin Robbins, yeah, swirlies and rape. It's fudge and we'll stop.
No, no, don't just keep it. And nuts, don't forget nuts.
Yes, no, thank you. Phew, so, nuts is so much better than blood.
Yes, all right. Yes. So it depends. It depends on the base. If it's a chocolate base or never mind. So anyway, so the so now if you get arrested in Mexico and you don't know, for instance, that you could contact the consulate.
You
they
are.
You have no. They could. Mexico could just say, "Hey, you remember that guy? Right. You know, in Texas, that you guys."
But off? Mexico would then shoot us with the guns that we gave them to set up a sting. So
that's true. That's true.
Speaking of, if I were to be killed in some sort of violent thing, and American isolationism and American stupidity, I believe Ms. Michelle Bachmann released her first campaign ad.
I believe so.
Can we play? We have the audio. It's a YouTube clip.
Yes.
But
yes.
We'll play the audio. You guys, listeners, can understand.
Yes. You know, I really think she's onto something there.
Well, it's a salient point.
Yes.
And it sort of is the most clear and non-historically fabricated thing she's ever said.
Yeah, I think so. And I believe she's clearly stated her intentions for the country. And I think that probably lots of Republicans will vote for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as she has Botox, it doesn't matter what she says. Can we hear the longer version of it?
As a descendant of generations of Iowans, I was born and raised in Waterloo. As a mom of five, a foster parent, and a former tax lawyer, and now a small business job creator, I know that we can't keep spending money that we don't have. That's why I fought against the wasteful bailout, against the stimulus. I will not vote to increase the debt ceiling. I'm Michelle Bachmann, and I approve this message.
I think it's awesome that she got Pete Seeger to play along with her.
When you listen to and don't watch her face-ish thing, it's kind of impressive that she's listening playing liberal hippie music in the background.
I think so.
So she's born in Waterloo. Now, Waterloo is where Napoleon met his demise, right?
Yes, Waterloo is where Napoleon met his demise. And where John Wayne Gacy lived for a good bit of time.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. You heard about what she did. Maybe you didn't hear this when you were in the UK.
What happened?
When she was announcing, she was in Waterloo, and she said, you know, I want to go back to John Wayne values, John Wayne, you know, being from here. And John Wayne was born in Ames, Iowa, and it was John Wayne Gacy who was born in Waterloo,
That wasn't
Iowa.
A mistake.
No, that I didn't think so either. I thought it was a threat. I'm going to rape you and bury you under my house.
And then make an ice cream flavor out of you.
Yes.
Hey, all right.
And then paint you. John Wayne Gacy was a painter.
Oh, right.
In addition to being a clown and, you know, a child killer rapist.
Well, clowns do face paint, so it all... speaking of rapists and clowns... DSK, Dominique Strauss-Klein.
Wait. I have an update on Kaylee Anthony.
Good.
I got this from Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace says, Kaylee Anthony would be 6 years old in August if she had lived. Continue.
Nancy's very... don't we have a clip of Nancy?
Run! It's Latina!
That was actually Nancy's viewers. So Dominique Strauss-Kahn was let out of jail, right? That made international news. I saw about that happening.
Yeah, it's because he's French.
Yeah, and you know what's the deal? So the prosecutors had fairly reliable enough evidence to hold somebody before he fled the country, and sure that the accuser now the credibility is sworn. But isn't it better to try to stop a criminal with decent evidence?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Yes, there's a lot of things that you could maybe say about her credibility on the accuser's credibility on other things. However, the one thing she has not changed her story on is the actual incident.
Right.
And now, she can be a conniving, friend of drug dealers and still be raped.
Yes, and she could be someone who realizes that the rape is an opportunity, because I believe...
A rape opportunity?
Yes. What is that comment? If life gives you lemonade, turn that rape upside down?
Yes,
and,
yes. If life gives you rape, make rape an aid.
Yes. I interestingly enough, I think we should note that some people might note that there's an inconsistency, but which is actually consistent between what we just said about the Supreme Court decision in the death penalty case and what I feel at least is justice being done in this case, because one looks like punishing a victim, but actually the law should protect those that do not have power. And in the case of obviously the rape accuser, we should defer to believe that there was a crime committed until we learn otherwise, if it's about safety. And in the case of a defendant, even a death penalty defendant who doesn't know his rights, that person is in a less powerful position. So in essence, the positions are consistent, if not articulated.
Wait, I've got an update on Kaylee Anthony.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I need a swoosh. Yes, according to Nancy Grace.
Mm-hmm.
According to Nancy Grace, Kaylee would have loved swimming.
Oh.
If she was still alive.
I bet she would. And she would have liked ice cream, too. Can we have Nancy Grace? Don't we have the audio of Nancy Grace saying all that? Again, a very salient point.
You know, I was actually watching Nancy Grace last night for some unknown reason, and mesmerized by her vicious sneer and hatred, and just her outright accusations that Kaylee Anthony. And honestly, I don't know a whole lot about the case, but what was fascinating was that they showed all this video of the 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony and pictures of her with slow music, and then Nancy Grace says, "Now, I want us to pause for a minute to pay a tribute to one of our fallen soldiers." And they showed a picture of a soldier that died in Iraq recently, talked for 1 minute about his life, and then said, "He's an American hero." And then they went back to talking about Kaylee Anthony. No.
Now, if I understand right, the issue with why the case was such a big deal was because Kaylee Anthony... No, she fabricated evidence.
I don't care!
To have an invasion of Iraq.
It was a local case! It was a local case. Who gives a flying fuck? Nancy Grace thought she could get ratings.
I thought Kaylee Anthony rigged the 2000 election. Wasn't that why everyone was upset?
I want Kaylee Anthony to solve the debt ceiling crisis. I think that's what she should be fucking sentenced to right now.
I thought Carmelo Anthony got traded to the Knicks in order to make up for the fake weapons of mass destruction. It's an Anthony real issue combination. Absurd. Why? Look, the point is, Lee, there's a Mexican guy who's killed. There's a crazy woman running for president. Over in England, they can't control their accents. And Tim Pawlenty is still not interesting.
Although Tim Pawlenty did, just to bring this this back around. A little spiral. Tim Pawlenty said, what did he say? He said that...
You're boring me talking about Tim Pawlenty.
Yeah, I know.
That's how awesome
he said that Bachman has sex appeal, which means that what he's saying is that
men
wish to, and I assume
Pawlenty himself.
Lesbians would like to have sex with Michelle Bachman.
No, I don't. Michelle Bachman and Sarah Palin, they're not. Hot. Can I just say?
I would rather have sex with Tim Pawlenty. In fact,
that was the. Would you rather? I was about to ask. Would you rather have sex with Tim Pawlenty or vote for Michelle Bachman?
Oh, Tim Pawlenty. I would rather. I would like to hate fuck Tim Pawlenty.
Now I want to make a distinction to everyone, because I used to have a joke about hate fucking the Bush daughters. Hate fucking is not raping. Hate fucking, they enjoy it. I'm just getting my hate out of there. It's not like it's against their will. It's just that I am expressing my hate through the act of sexing. I've already said fuck so many times, I don't know why.
Look at what you've learned here tonight, listeners. You've learned about napalm and hate fucking. Really, what more could you ask for from a progressive radio show?
A solution to the debt crisis. Which is also napalm and hate fucking, but just one half of the Senate.
Napalm and hate fucking, John Boehner's district, so they can't... So.
Did you know, I don't know if our listeners know, that napalm and hate fuck was actually the original name of Cheater and the Root.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Which one of us was which?
Both.
Oh, wow.
We both were.
Napalm. Matt, can we change the name of the show to Napalm? And the hate fuck.
No, not the hate fuck.
Napalm, hate
how
fuck.
Cliche.
I'm sorry. there's other stuff actually going on. Now you want to bring it full circle?
Come back to England, mate.
Let's go back to England. Why is everybody in England? Did all the Australians move back? Did they repatriate the prisoners?
Put another shrimp on the Tower of London, right?
Yeah, that's brilliant. So over in England, so the
media.
Rupert Murdoch's newspaper there, News of the World, one of his newspapers, in a little bit of trouble.
Yes, what apparently happened is this whole, they hacked into people's voicemail. They've been doing it for a while.
Why was it okay to hack into the cell phones of politicians and athletes and
It wasn't okay, but again, what got them in trouble now nationally was they hacked into young victims. And there is something in the human psyche that makes the victimization of young people more outrageous. Kaylee Anthony, the girl over there, and that is why it's happened now. As our readers may or may not know, or readers, we have listeners or readers?
Both.
Well, in the transcribing thing. The News of the World today was shut down. Just quickly.
Murdoch,
out of the blue.
Murdoch shut it down.
They shut themselves down, which to me says they did a lot of really dark and sinister shit.
Do you think they killed people?
I think that, honestly...
Do you think they killed children just to sell papers?
I don't know if they killed children to sell papers.
I think Nancy Grace would kill a child for ratings.
Oh, my God. Would you be surprised now? She and what's that other Valia Velasquez woman you know I'm talking about? The other...
No, I do not know Valia Velasquez.
She's the other yelly-faced woman on Headline News. They both would do... Now that the Glenn Beck model has run its course for a little bit, it's just the other type of crazy outrage that at least they can justify, I'm defending the children. So they're going to go, they're going to kidnap a kid, bury it somewhere, they're going to be outraged, then they're going to outrage on themselves, and then something about...
Oh, that would be awesome to outrage on themselves. I'm Nancy Grace, and I think that Nancy Grace is guilty. Nancy Grace is just a sickening human being, and Nancy Grace ought to be behind bars, ought to be put down like a mad dog.
It sounds a little bit like the guy, what was that a Robert Redford movie? What we have here is a failure to communicate.
That would have been a Paul Newman movie. That would have been Cool Hand Luke, one of the classic movies of all time.
I know, it's awesome. I just forgot my name because I was so caught up in the moment of your spot-on impersonation of Nancy Grace that I forgot myself inside of you. Again, napalm and hate fucking.
And you've been listening to Napalm and Hate Fucking.
Wait, before we go,
I need to plug.
Listen, people, Boston area, the Get Rich Cheating show I do, which has been critically acclaimed, is taking on a new vibe. We're having guest experts. Boston, 2 weeks from now, July 21st, my guest will be Harvard Business School professor Mike Norton, an expert on cheating. Then, starting in August every month, I'm doing it in New York. My guests include Dylan Radigan. Of the MSNBC show, The Dylan Radigan Show. And that's just generally... You need to check your shit out, man. We've been up here. We've been doing this show for you for a while. It's time that you show the payback, that you show the respect, or I will sick Nancy Grace on your ass so fast you'll wish you had napalm in your hate fuck.
And you can also buy my book, which is The Rude Pundit's Almanac.
I wish you guys could have seen his face when he said that.
At orbooks.com and
GetRichCheating.com.
GetRichCheating.com is where you can get all things Jeff Chrysler.
And at Rude Pundit on the Twitter.
At Jeff Chrysler. You can, we're everywhere. Just fucking Google us. Jesus Christ, is it really that hard? Just fucking Google us.
Oh, yeah, Google the napalm.
Cheater in the Rude.
Progressive Radio Network.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.